This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Deadly winter storms.
Portland is covered in ice.
Booming government shutdown.
We hope to fund the government this week.
Former president in court for defamation case.
He was disagreeing. He was encouraging his lawyers to jump up and object.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The death toll climbs to at least 46 as winter storms bring ice to the Pacific Northwest, extreme temperatures to the country's midsection, and snow to the Northeast. A power line that fell on a car has killed three people and injured a baby in Portland, Oregon, where CBS's Carter Evans is.
When you get this much ice weighing things down, it does that to trees and power lines. Then, of course, you have trees falling, power lines coming down. Power outages have been a big issue in this state. There are still 77,000 customers throughout the state without power right now.
Lisa Gilbert's Billings, Montana restaurant has been dark for 2 days.
It was very emotional. We were very hopeful that we could be open and make a little extra money. Very devastating. I need people to keep my dream alive.
Roads are slick and snow covered in Tennessee. Franklin snowplow driver Daryl Turnage.
We can make a pass down a road. We get to the other end, turn around, come back. If the snow is hard, it looks like we ain't never done nothing.
New York and Pennsylvania have been dealing with heavy snow. A U.S. official confirms the U.S. has launched another round of strikes targeting several launch sites in Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen. It comes after Houthi rebels attacked a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden with a bomb-carrying drone. U.S. Central Command says there were no injuries, but some damage to the Genco Picardy. The White House says President Biden is encouraged by talks with congressional leaders to come up with a budget to avert a looming government shutdown on Friday. Ukraine funding is key for Democrats, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There is tremendous focus on Ukraine and an understanding that if we don't come to Ukraine's aid, that the consequences for America around the globe would be nothing short of devastating.
But according to House Speaker Mike Johnson,
we understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine. But the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
A judge threatened to throw out former President Trump out of a Manhattan courtroom at his defamation trial today after repeatedly ignoring warnings to keep quiet. CBS's Errol Barnett at the courthouse.
Eugene Carroll's lawyer complained that Donald Trump is making audible reactions that her team can hear, and she fears that the jury can hear it as well. At one point, Donald Trump saying, oh, she's got her memory back, when Eugene Carroll was recounting the sexual assault.
Stocks fall on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 94 points. The Nasdaq closed down 89. Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Qatar says a shipment of medicine for hostages held by Hamas has arrived in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem reports.
The big question is if this medicine will actually reach the hostages. It's been transferred to Egypt. The Israelis have inspected it, and now it's supposed to go in. The Red Cross is supposed to get involved. But Israel wants proof that the medicine actually gets to the hostages, and it's not clear if Hamas will provide that.
Four astronauts will have to wait another day for launch to the International Space Station. CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
SpaceX has scrubbed today's planned launch, announcing in an X social media post that engineers will take more time to complete pre-launch checkouts and data analysis on the Falcon 9 rocket. The company says it will try again tomorrow a little before 5 p.m. Eastern time.
The privately funded flight will take astronauts to the International Space Station for about 2 weeks. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Iowa's attorney general is suing TikTok, accusing the social media platform of misleading parents about their children's access to inappropriate content on the company's app. A new review finds widespread disparities in pediatric care for minority children in the U.S. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The study, published in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Journal, found minority children were not receiving the same care as white kids.
In most specialties, there were disparities at every single level.
Study author Dr. Nia Hurd-Garris says some of the biggest gaps in treatment were in hospital ERs, where there are certain protocols that should always be followed.
So children, for example, that have stomach bugs, those that are Black and Latinx, are less likely to have IV fluids for dehydration.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Former Meta COO Sheryl Sandberg says on Facebook that it's the right time to step away, so she will not stand for re-election to the board this May.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
A flurry of medical bulletins from Britain's royals. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
First came word that Kate, the Princess of Wales, is in a London hospital for what appears to have been major abdominal surgery, characterized as successful and not cancer, and coupled with a plea for privacy. Then, word that her father-in-law, King Charles III, will be undergoing a procedure next week for an enlarged prostate, a degree of detail that would have been unthinkable the last time the UK had a king on the throne 72 years ago. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Golden State Warriors say assistant coach Dejan Milojevic has died in Salt Lake City after suffering a heart attack. The 46-year-old was part of the staff that helped the Warriors win the 2022 NBA championship. The NBA has postponed tonight's game between the Warriors and the Utah Jazz. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
when I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.